Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Damini, you doing?
I'm pretty good.
I'm glad to hear that. Damini, I'm about to ask you something. I mean, similar to the last question I had with you, like, I see that you entered the right date of birth for one caregiver, if Keon Brown. It was just recently good to go. But on the app, like the mobile ID, when I get it to ping him up, and I don't know if it was him or something, he entered like January 27 instead of July 27. That must be the one that actually is in HSA, so I don't know. Do you know a way to edit it?
So he already put the app on his phone.
Yeah, he already has
If
it.
he's able to get back into it, he should have a way to edit it and update the birthday.
Okay, but it's only something that's up to him, right? We cannot do anything if he already has it set up like they have, right?
So you didn't have a problem with setting it up, right? It wasn't like it was a problem like with something in his file.
Yeah, actually, it might be something that he just entered because right now he just downloaded the app. So I'm afraid that he might have entered, like, to get the mobile ID, he might have entered the wrong month instead of July, he put January.
That you're saying that's what he did?
I'm afraid
Or
because
you,
I know, I
what's his
guess,
name?
if Keon Brown.
Oh, this guy. He's like a young guy. I actually met him in person. He's really nice, though.
Oh Lord, he's 18.
Yeah,
I'm too
he's
old.
young. Young. You old. Where you at? You in your 40s already? You don't
Oh my
sound like
God.
it.
Yeah, I mean, like, these
You
people
old,
already are
Rodney.
like, no, I'm 27. Lord,
Okay, I'm about
Jesus.
to say you don't sound that old. Okay.
But, oh man.
You ain't nowhere near me then.
Oh man.
So I'm trying to think. Okay, so you said he might have put the wrong birth date in.
Yeah, because he just gave me the mobile ID and I tried to link it. So he's saying like this doesn't match with the information you got on his file, and I said, okay, let's compare. You know that you go on HSA on the admin page, like mobile user management, you find the option that says find unlinked mobile user. That's where I tapped, and it says first name, you put if Keon, and a mobile ID that he gave me. And it's matching his information, but the only thing is, like, his date of birth. Oh, wait, let me see if I can change it. I move this here. Date of birth. Yes, I
On
actually
here, I
asked
see
him.
7/27/2007.
Exactly, but on the option that it told you, it's showing January, and I said, okay, why? Maybe he has entered
Okay, yeah,
wrong.
because if it doesn't match, he's gonna have a problem using the app. So is it a thing where like he's not able to fix it on his end?
Yeah, he said he was not. He was trying to. Let me see. I guess I moved something, or maybe I did mess it up. Let me see. You gotta try to. Is that at? And remove this.
I
No,
think
I
it is
need
a way, though, to fix that.
this. Should be right. Oh Lord, I did.
You did
I'm not that old. That's good.
it.
That's good.
Well, that's good. At least you figured it out. But so was that all you needed?
Yeah, that's all I needed. I was just like,
Okay,
last time you helped me with this. Good.
and I did tag you for Shamaya, I believe her name is. She just needs like two more things and then she'll be ready to go.
Okay, I think that she might submit it during this week. The patient is just like trying to put like a date for the caregiver to leave. I mean, it's not like she needs her to be gone, but she just needs her. I mean, she needs to get. I told her, okay, like, if she's gone by this Sunday, she could start on Monday, but Tamiri is going to give you the green light. If she says that something is missing, like, you need to wait until she's ready. But she's clear on waiting.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for being here with me.
With her. All right. No problem.
I appreciate it as well. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.